The state and federal governments are not doling out money to municipalities like they used to. The borough assembly agreed that solutions to this dry spell will likely take some time to figure out. But the assembly came up with plenty of places to start. Assemblyman Jeff Mucci brought up several topics regarding possible revenue sources for the borough. He proposed a marine passenger tax, or cruise ship fee.
You know, some of the numbers you're getting from some of these cruise ship passengers who are coming to town, they're paying like $5,000 to $6,000 for a cruise where they stop in Petersburg. And I'm just trying to find out if there's any support for maybe looking into a head tax.
Dave Berg, owner of local travel agency Viking Travel, spoke to the assembly on the idea of a head tax for tourists. He says he supports the idea of charging the visitors a little bit more for using the borough.
I think if we're looking at, you know, cruise ships plying the waters of our borough or coming in town, which are basically two different things, that there should be, you know, some benefit to the city for that.
Berg says other towns in Alaska often charge tourists an additional user fee, and he says Petersburg is a unique draw for visitors.
It's quite the little jewel. You know, we've got some beautiful scenery around here. We're off the beaten path of large cruise ships. I've said that for years. And I think that's that's something worth looking at when it comes to hosting ships in our borough.
Mucci also brought up the idea of creating a tax committee to look at things like marine taxes. The committee would look at the borough's tax structure and gather ideas from the community. Mucci says it could be a short-term committee made up of community members.
Maybe a six-month committee to bring some recommendations to us about what they're seeing with the property tax exemptions we have in town, and maybe if they had some different ideas on sales taxes for the community.
Assemblyman Jay Stanton Greger says he could support the idea, but was somewhat skeptical that it would accomplish more than a tax committee created 4 years ago. Here, he addresses Finance Director Jody Tao.
What I recall is there was a lot of effort that really nothing came out of, I don't think I'm overstating that really, or at least not a lot of actionable items came out of that.
It was a lot of work for me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a good discussion. It's, you know, all about who you have on the committee as well.
Assemblyman Kurt Wohlhuter supported the idea of a tax committee. He says it's a good time to start the discussion of how the community is going to deal with more funding cuts.
I think that the general public can actually see where their tax dollars go, where our revenue's coming from, and they're also going to recognize that there is going to be a shortfall, and we're going to have to decide what this community is going to look like 2 or 3 years down the line, because right now it looks pretty good, but we haven't felt the full effect.
The assembly directed the borough clerk to advertise for forming a tax committee. In the future, the ideas of a marine head tax and other possible taxes could be considered by that committee. Assemblyman Kurt Wohlhuter also discussed a financial form that he's pushed the borough to create that breaks down the borough's money stream into the simplest terms. He says it spells out in 2 pages where the borough's money comes from and how it's spent.
We need to lay the groundwork to where does your tax dollars go, because there's just a lot of misinformation out there. Everybody thinks that we're just big fat cats up here and we're just trying to blow money as fast as we can get it, and that's not the case.
Wohlhuter says the material should be out to the public in the first part of December. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.